Well, in this country, temperatures are warming up across the United States, and many utility customers are switching off their heat and turning on the AC. But the 46 million Americans who live below the federal poverty line, that's $23,850 for a family of four, they might have put off paying their heating and lighting bills over the winter. Now, those bills have come due, and they have to find ways to cover them. Dan Boyce from Here and Now contributor Inside Energy has our story.
Take someone like Leanne Shellberg. She's in her 50s, lives in northern Colorado. A broken back and a recurring battle with skin cancer ended her career as an interior designer. She's unable to work. When I was first trying to set up an interview with her, she was in trouble.
This is going to be fun. We're going to literally be sitting in the dark.
She had some stacked up power bills from the previous 2 months, owing close to $500.
It's never that high.
Her budget is fixed and razor thin. You can look around her modular home and see all the little things Leanne Shellberg and her daughter do to save electricity. She keeps most of her lights off and her appliances unplugged.
Then I keep the microwave on because that's my clock.
It wasn't enough. She used more power than she planned for, and she couldn't pay the bill. Roger Colton is an economist in Belmont, Massachusetts. He's been studying situations like Leanne's for decades.
Probably 30-some years now.
He brings up the figure 6%. It's often held up as a baseline for the sustainable amount of income to be spending on utilities. Any spending over that, Colton calls the affordability gap. He projects that gap nationwide was $40 billion last year alone.
That dollar amount, basically, that low-income households cannot afford to pay.
Cannot afford to pay, but still need to find a way to do so.
Within a radius of a quarter mile here, there are hundreds of low-income households.
I'm looking out Skip Arnold's second-floor office window in Denver. He's the executive director at nonprofit Energy Outreach Colorado.
Seniors, working families, disabled people.
Organizations like his spend millions at the state level to help the poor pay energy bills. Utilities also often have their own programs for assistance. And then the federal government gives by far the most. In 2015, the Fed spent close to $3.5 billion nationwide, most of that going to home heating costs. But if the annual affordability gap is closer to $40 billion,
it would be impractical or impossible to raise enough money.
The nonpartisan Congressional Research Service predicts only about a fifth of the people who qualify for the federal energy assistance receive it. So Arnold says that means families at the bottom continue to spend up to 30% of their income or more just to pay utilities.
The chunk of 30% of their total income leaves precious little for anything else.
Sacrifices come from elsewhere.
They skip meals.
Maybe skip going to the doctor or stop taking medications.
I had to pick two bills that I wasn't going to pay that month.
Leanne Shellberg was desperate. She had already used her one assistance allowance for the year, and she was still looking at that nearly $500 bill. She went to her utilities office, her service about to be shut off, and she sat down with an employee.
Her name is Kimberly. She was an amazing woman.
Shellberg says Kimberly gave her $100 out of her own pocket to reopen her account.
And I sat there and cried because she knew I didn't have all the money.
The utility has switched Shellberg to a new program where she prepays for electricity as she tries to slowly take care of those old bills. It's working for now, but it's a hard reality she's faced with every day. Utility bills aren't the ones you skip.
You can't live without them.
That is if you care about living with a roof over your head. A study from the University of Colorado finds for households with children in the state, not being able to pay utility bills is the second leading cause of homelessness, right behind domestic violence. For Here and Now, I'm Dan Boyce.
Dan's story comes to us from Inside Energy, a public media collaboration focusing on America's energy issues.